Hello and welcome to Artists Soar. This is a podcast for artists by three artists. We discuss all aspects of being artists, the good, the bad, and the ugly. The goal of each podcast is to provide solutions so artists can focus on their creativity and soar above. I'm Rachel Harshenko.
Jules McCullough.
Stephanie Weaver.
A rejection is nothing more than a necessary step in the pursuit of success, a quote by Bo Bennett. So in this episode, we are talking about rejection and how it can make you better, ways to handle it, and everything that goes around rejection. But what are you guys working on?
Well, I am gearing up for my annual advent calendar. That has kind of become a theme the last couple of years.
Yeah, it's so cute.
And so I'm hoping to make it even better this year since I've learned a lot the last 2 years I've done it. Working on getting that all put together.
So in December,
it'll start December 1st on my website, Julie M Studios. And you don't want to miss it.
No,
there's going to be, it's cute. Some days are just quotes, some days are freebies. So it's just
it's a great idea. I love it.
Thank you.
I love it. It's a lot of work.
It's a lot of work, but
well, you've been talking about your website, so I'm still trying to get everything in my Shopify account. So that's what I'm still working on.
And I'm gearing up for a little show in November. So that'll be fun. Yeah. I don't know like what I'm exactly gonna do yet.
So are you still doing your outdoor?
Yeah, but I haven't been able to do it like the whole month of September. I wasn't able to do it because Ben's been out of the country. And so
you've had soccer.
Oh, my God. So much soccer. So much soccer. And I haven't had a chance for me on weekends. But so I'm looking forward to him getting back and being back. And I can get the time back on those Saturdays where I have dedicated paint time and talk about the paintings and art and all that good stuff.
I think that was a really good benefit for you this summer.
It was.
Yeah, it really is. I think it's really kind of helped also identify that I need more people interaction.
Yeah.
Because I don't get down as much.
That's good.
Oh, that's good.
Mm-hmm. That is good.
Mm-hmm. So... rejection sucks, and how do you guys handle it, and what do you do?
Well, after the initial reaction, I hit the floor, and then, no, just kidding. But yeah, no, that's true. The initial is a little bit of a gut punch.
Yeah.
But then you breathe and keep going.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. A little bit of imposter syndrome for me, and then... you know, you keep going. Like, I've been trying to do a goal of, you know, I want X number of no's in order to get to the yes, because we all know you have to get a ton of no's in order to get to one yes. But still, it still hits you in the gut and you've got to deal with it. And some days are better than others for dealing with it.
Right. Mm-hmm. Because you're applying to a lot of, you know, trying to get an agent. I'm going to start doing that, too, with the trying to get a literary agent.
Yeah.
So the literary agent is not a small feat.
Well, I don't think what she's doing
is
small feet
either.
No, it's not. But I'm saying, like...
I expect to get a lot of rejection.
There's a lot of authors that are famous today that are like... nobody picked me up.
Yeah, for 100.
And it was like,
they kept going.
Well, that's how it is with licensing.
And it ended up being like a third or fourth book that they had put in for.
Yeah.
That someone finally picked them up.
Yeah. I mean, same things with licensing. Yeah.
Right.
And it might be one of those same things. Like, you just kind of keep going and produce the work yourself.
Right.
Until some point, you know, the magic door opens.
Yeah.
But the point is, you got to knock on those magic doors.
Right. Like, you know? Because, I mean, the bottom line is, if I hadn't reached out to the few that I have so far, I wouldn't have added them to my newsletter. I wouldn't have gotten my art in front of an agent to begin with. And so trying to turn a negative into a positive, I think, is the number one key to handling rejection. It's not easy.
I was going
to
say, that's the...
I'm not saying it's
easy. That's the key, but, like, well, how do you even do that?
Well, I think the goal of having so many no's. Mm-hmm. Because if you look at the number of no's that, his name just slipped my tongue. And I know you both know him. He's famous. He had hundreds and hundreds and thousands of no's before he finally got one yes that made him famous.
Grisham? John Grisham?
Yes, he did. He's one, but that's not the one I'm thinking of.
Yeah, his book Time to Kill was rejected like 50, 60 times.
Yeah.
Well, I know, like, I mean, this is not like rejection, but like Babe Ruth also had the most number of strikeouts.
Right.
They take the shot.
Yeah.
You know,
Michael Jordan, 56.9% fail rate or something.
Right.
Like that.
Exactly. I mean, you've got to have a fail rate in order to even, you know, get to a yes. Because if you're not getting no's, that means you're not putting your work out there.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's the biggest thing that you've just, that's where I think turning it into a positive, like I'm looking for, yes, I got another no today, you know, like being excited about getting the no, but I have found that the no's have turned into not right now, reach out to me later. I've responded in a positive way saying, you know, hey, since you were interested, would you mind being on my newsletter list? I send out a new piece of art every 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. You know, stuff like that, to turn it into a positive from a negative.
Because that that's right there idea. Is also showing them that, yes, you continue to produce art. Here's the things that I produce. And eventually something's going to speak to them.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
And I think that's the same thing with, you know, literary agents and children's books and all that stuff. No matter what it is you're trying to do, you've got it. You've got to have a no.
Yeah. So let me ask you this. Say you're an artist. You're out there. You're putting your artwork out there. You're going to the shows. This year or whatever, since COVID, they've like, okay, I'm going to start doing shows. And nobody is stopping. Nobody is purchasing. And they feel like those are rejections. Well, how do you turn that into a positive for them? Like, what are some ideas that you would give to someone like that? Who's like, oh my gosh, shows are a waste of time. I'm just quitting.
Well, for me, my thought is the first question that pops into my head, because this is me. This is why I'm asking this question, because this is me. Mm-hmm. Are you just sitting in your booth waiting for people to come in? Or are you outside your booth enticing people to come in?
Right.
Talking to them, having conversation with them.
I know my brother, he always said, if you've got time to lean, you got time to clean type of thing. So basically that's what that's saying is if you look lethargic, nobody's going to want to talk with you. Mm-hmm. And the one thing that I would do, and I know Jim Solomon, this is what he did, is he actually started looking around at the other booths that were selling. What are they doing different that you are not doing?
And he would talk to them.
Yes.
He would go and talk to them.
Yeah, that's true. And that really helped him increase his sales.
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to laugh because both of you have taken me to shows because you know I will go up to people and talk to them.
Right. I know. What are you doing October 11th?
Right?
Or November 11th or whatever the date is. Yes.
I will be there for you guys. You know it. But that's the point is like, you know, I'm like, what's the worst thing that's going to happen? You know, they're going to go, oh, I'm not interested today. Okay.
I mean, if you're sitting around on your phone,
nobody's going to want to talk to you.
Exactly. Or if you're sitting back in the corner and behind people are going to look, but they're not necessarily going to buy because you're not engaging with them.
Mm-hmm. And I would also like say you can even have friends come and have them kind of mill about. Well, just mill about in your booth.
Yeah.
So they're like,
make it look full.
Yeah. What are like the clappers out in the audience?
They're
the ones that are meant to clap. You have people in there that are your advocates.
Ooh, that's a good idea. That is awesome. Never thought about that.
Okay, but if you don't have friends, or you're an introvert, at least, you know, put the phone down. Be willing to like paint. If you're an introvert, have a piece you're working on at the show.
And
that way, maybe have that in front of you or where they can see. That way you're not necessarily interacting, but you are.
Right.
Right.
One of the things I loved, and I saw this, I probably on Instagram or Facebook. It was like a little reel. And this guy, what he was doing, he was sitting on the subway and he was just quickly drawing all these people that are around him.
And he gave them to him.
Oh my God. And the responses that they had. I mean, can you imagine being able to do that at like an art show and you're just kind of sitting there and you just draw. People are walking by and you just kind of hand it to them.
Wow.
I mean, how engaging, how memorable would that be? I mean, I'm giving myself chills. But the point is, you've got like an amazing skill. You can show it off at these things.
Right.
And, you know, the people that are walking, continue to walking by, let them keep walking. It's fine.
But eventually, that's not your audience.
Right.
Your audience will find you.
Right.
But you have to be out there. You can't.
Yes.
And they're not going to find you if you're just sitting there.
Well, one of our friends is they're trying to build up their email newsletter. And every time they send out an email, they notice like all these people are dropping from their email list.
Yeah.
So that's they're taking that as a rejection. And my thoughts on that, and I want to know your guys' thoughts on that.
Okay.
Is it, do you think the email content, or are they just not the right audience? Or maybe it's even both? Or is there something else that might be in consideration there?
I would look at, is it spammy? Are you doing it too often? Maybe you're doing it too often. You're not providing content value. And it might be the wrong audience. But did they sign up? And I mean, they wouldn't have signed up for your email, though. I mean, the newsletter, they weren't interested.
Right.
So what were they interested in about you?
Right.
So you need to have some sort of survey back to them going, hey, how can I best serve you?
Exactly.
What content or what not content? I think content.
What led you to?
Yeah. What would you like to see?
It's like, sorry to see you go, but what made you?
What would you like to see? Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like the questionnaires when you do unsubscribe to somebody, you know, it'll go in there. You get in too many emails.
Mm-hmm. You're
not interested in this topic anymore. You know, whatever. It's got like 5 or 6 different options that you can click or other and get their information of why. I think that's a great idea.
Yeah.
I mean, because there's a number of things it could be. It could be that it is the content, or maybe you're providing too much stuff in an email.
Mm-hmm.
And because I found my open rate jumped 10% when I limited it to 3 items per email, and they're visual. I don't have a lot of words. They have to click to read more, but it gives them a quick little blurb of what's happening in my studio over the last 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah.
And I don't have a very high open rate, but I have a good open rate, and that jumped 10%.
Nice. So by providing value. So what we're talking about there is when somebody removes themselves, learn from it. Every single rejection is an opportunity to take, learn from, and move forward with a new action.
Right.
I think essentially what we're talking about is with rejection, just on everyday rejection. I say every day, hopefully not every day, but it's a chance for you to evaluate what you're doing. So like a show or something, or your email, whatever. But like for you, like you've got down what you want. You don't have to evaluate it. You just know that at this point now, you're putting your work out there. And so you're going to have some no's.
Yeah.
Like you're comfortable where you are as an artist, designer, writer, whatever, and you're like, okay, I'm ready to go. I know I'm going to get some no's and put it out there.
Right.
But up until you get to that point, it's an evaluation. Like, get your friends to kind of, hopefully you've got some good friends who will give you sound advice. I mean, we've talked about that before, too.
Yeah.
Who will critique you fairly. And honestly and lovingly critique, like, what do you think about this? And then go on.
Right.
I mean, like your friend with the email, they've talked to you about it because they know you're going to give them valued critique back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
In a loving way.
Yeah.
And not like go in and go, oh, your email's crap. Right. Right. No wonder.
I would never
say that. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. Right.
No wonder no one's coming into your booth. I mean, you don't want to talk to those people.
No.
Right. Well, I think
you know what I mean? You want the encouraging, loving.
I call it sandwich. You know, you're giving the meat, you got the bread, which is, an Oreo sandwich. So you got like
which is all
yummy,
tasty,
yummy good stuff, and then the meat is in the middle of the actual action, followed by yummy, yummy good stuff.
Yeah, yeah. It's like I'm not going to change who I am as an artist, but I'm going to reevaluate with each rejection. Okay, maybe I need to A/B test some of my emails.
Oh yeah,
because that's the stage I'm at now. You know, it's like okay, so I've gotten some good replies with this email. Let me test a different email. And send that out to the next 10 people and see how that one does compared to this one.
Right.
Because right now it's kind of long. Maybe I need to shorten it. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe I need it to just be 2 sentences or 3 sentences and see what comes back.
So with your list that you're sending out to, are you saving like those like last 5-10 that you really, really, really want?
Yes, I am. You know it.
Yeah.
Okay. I have 4 licensing agents that I are my top 4 and I mean, I really have top 5, but one is not going to happen, but.
Oh my gosh. See that? This is giving me anxiety. I would have already sent it out.
Well, so no, best advice I got from my coach do not send it to those that you really want.
Right.
Okay. Send it to the ones that you don't care if they say yes or no to.
Get used to the no's.
Yeah.
Well, not even so much that. Yeah. You'll perfect what you're sending.
Exactly. See, you're still evaluating then what you're sending and how you're sending
it. Right. That's what I was trying to say before is like, I'm not going to change what my work is, but I'm always going to evaluate what it is I'm doing.
It's and like what they're looking at.
Right. Mm-hmm. Because it was like we were talking about the newsletter stuff earlier. Getting newsletter subscribers. Well, obviously what I'm doing isn't working, but what you two are doing is working, you know? So it's
okay. Sorry. I'm sneezing.
She's going to explode.
I'm trying to sneeze quietly. Anyway. Okay. Sorry.
But,
I like the whole point of reevaluating, redoing, relisting.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's so good with rejections.
Yeah. Because it's hard. You know, I'm sending out. I want to tell a little bit about myself. I want to share my portfolio or a snippet of my portfolio. I'm not even showing my whole portfolio.
So you may
change give them information.
You may be changing up the
snippet. So this next round, I think I'm going to shorten it and make it only about 5-10 sentences, maybe 2 short paragraphs, and see if I get better response from that.
Oh, look at that. Okay.
Yeah. I think it's interesting. Like, if you think about some of these other industries, like music industry and the comedians, they all start out in these small little clubs.
Yep.
And then they build up. They identify what's working in these small little clubs and then go out to the big ones.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
And for some reason, I think artists, they're just like, oh, I'm just going to go after this big thing or I'm not worthy of this big thing. When they haven't tried all these little things first.
Right.
See, that's true. And it even is the true. Big comedians will go back to the smaller places to try out new work, to test
They totally do.
Yes.
And then they take it back to the big stage.
Right. Because, yep. See, another thing that I have that I can change in my email too is the snippet of portfolio that I'm attaching. I can change out what artwork is in that and see if that gets another response. But I don't want to change 2 things at the same time. I only want to change 1 thing.
See, I wonder if there's a way. So you guys both heard of Hotjar. Hotjar is like, I'll explain to them. So Hotjar is like a website provider that will actually evaluate how people interact on your website.
Oh, that's right.
So my mind
by touches.
Yeah, by touches, how long will they linger in a certain spot, whether they're reading and things like that. So my mind's going to, why couldn't we make your portfolio a website all that on its own so you can evaluate where are they lingering.
That's a great idea.
And then you can react on that.
Mm-hmm.
That is a really good idea.
I am so smart. It's like
I know you are.
Just kidding.
No, that is good. A blind squirrel finds a nut.
No, I know, right? I love that. Okay.
No, but it's true. That's a good, t-shirt. That's a really
yeah.
I expect to see that.
Oh no.
Because you got a cute squirrel.
I do have some squirrels.
Please make that out. I will actually buy that shirt.
I don't know if I can.
Why?
Does somebody own that quote? I don't know.
No.
Really?
It's an open quote.
Oh, well, look at that.
I'll check it.
Yeah, that thing is.
Anywho, would be neat.
Yeah, but I think the key thing that, you know, because I've never been able to handle, rejection has always led to imposter syndrome for me. And it still does. Don't get me wrong. Yeah. Like, I have had days where I got that no and I'm like, oh, God, my work is just not good enough. And I start researching and looking at other artists that are successful and seeing what they're doing. And then I'm like, okay, reel it back in. Why do I want to be like somebody else? I want to be myself. I want to be who I am. I want to be true to me. What can I do differently that's going to, it's all about mindset and evaluation. Mm-hmm. But I think number one is mindset with rejection. Like, that's the first thing that you've got to figure out is how you can set your mind to handle it.
And know that you're going to get it.
Yeah.
I mean, like that, I just wrote that down. Mindset.
Yeah. I mean, that's the number one thing, I think. And then number two is, and this is just my opinion, but number two is, figuring out how to turn it into a positive to handle it.
Mm-hmm. And just know that some people are going to bring you down.
Yeah.
No matter what.
Right.
You're in that Facebook, Twitter world where they're going to sit in their mom's basement and criticize you for getting out and doing something wonderful.
Yeah.
Right. Am I wrong? I know you're laughing.
No,
but
it's totally right.
You're totally right.
I just got the visual though of like somebody in their basement, you know. So
in a gray t-shirt.
Yeah.
On a really bad couch. Yeah.
It's like the 30-something year old living in their parents' basement. I think it's been a scene in a TV show somewhere, and they're just like a computer geek trying to ruin somebody else's day.
She almost didn't say geek. I know what you were going to say. You clean that up really quick.
Yeah, there's people out there like that who
trolls.
They're unhappy and they want to drag everybody else down with them.
Yeah,
yeah.
And there's, this is actually a chapter in my book about the negative bias. So our minds focus on that one negative comment, even though we can get like 20 plus other comments that are all raving and loving. Mm-hmm. And then you get that one little turd that's sitting in the basement. That's just
yes. And they're going to go, oh, why did you use that shade of blue? And you're like,
it's not what I would have done.
Well, right. I don't care. This isn't your painting.
You get up and you paint it then.
Right.
And a lot of artists have like, starting to like see that and like take that on. It's like, oh, I wouldn't pay $1,000 for that. Okay. Don't.
Right.
Right.
Don't.
Why did you take my time to say that?
Exactly.
Why?
Oh my gosh. I know.
All the time.
It's like, I posted that question about where to marketing. I was doing some marketing research to figure out where to find, I don't even remember exactly what the question was, but basically where to find, agents hang out.
Right.
You know, where are they looking for stuff? Mm-hmm. Where's the best place to invest your time? And an agent responded, well, if you don't know where they're hanging out, I'm paraphrasing here, then you shouldn't be looking for an agent.
Yeah, what a turd. That was so unhelpful.
It was not.
I'm like, what was your purpose to writing that? Like,
to bring you down.
And I think I had a above board response.
Yeah, you totally did. It was way better than I would have done.
My gut reaction is like, are you that much of a bitch?
Right.
Sorry.
Explicit.
But,
no. Yeah.
But like, seriously, you know, like, what? Why was that? You're an agent.
Well, you clearly don't want to work with that one.
That is going to work against her because everyone on your page saw what she wrote.
Oh, exactly. Right?
And it doesn't matter. She goes
I post this in a big membership group or not membership group, but a big, pretty good sized group on Facebook. So I know anyone that saw that. In fact, I had one girl that I had been communicating with that private messaged me back. Well, that was really rude.
See,
that good response.
Right. So this agent did nothing for herself.
Right.
And now nobody from that group will use her.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, so she just missed out on it's like, how many members are in that group?
I don't know. A couple thousand, probably.
That's
maybe a thousand.
A lot of people, though.
Yeah.
That's a lot of people.
It's a good size group.
She just showed her butt to.
Yeah, she did. And that's the thing that, like, when you get that rejection or that negative thing thrown at you, you've got to twist it. I mean, my first reaction was to just, are you really that stupid? Like, seriously. But I was like, no, I'm going to go to my computer. I'm going to draft something that's useful to everybody else out there.
So why did you? I'm going to read not that just later, me. But that'll be
but
good.
But yeah, I mean, well, and that's how you have to handle rejection.
And one of the ways, so kind of like a practical application that I've been doing, because I get a ton of people that just love to hear their own voices on my Facebook ads.
Yes. And that is so insane.
I know it is insane. Some of the ones that you've told me.
You can see it's an ad and they're talking on it. And you're like, okay.
What's your point there, fella? I have a separate text document that I write exactly what I want to say that I never actually say. And
then, that's a great idea
because it gets that initial like just angst out that you feel, and then okay, so now that I got that out, now I can be productive.
Oh, and that reminds me, I have this great thing that somebody gave me a tip on in my OneNote, and it is basically what it is. I can't remember what it's called right now. I'm looking it up.
It's like my burn book.
But no, it's the opposite of that. It's a fabulous file.
Fabulous
that book.
It's called The Fabulous File. And in there, I put positive things that people have said about me and my work.
I love that. Yeah.
Oh. So we're writing a
fabulous file.
All of a sudden, dead silence.
Sorry about that, audience.
I don't remember. I wish I could remember.
We're learning as we're going.
I know. I wish I remember who gave me that idea.
That's a great idea. I think it came from your France trip.
I think so, too. Yeah,
I think it was.
Yeah.
Because they wrote, everybody wrote down something wonderful about you.
Right. Right. Yes, because we did the little letters to each other.
Oh, I love that.
What were they called?
I know.
We could do that in my little community. Like, how fun would that be to everybody write each other a love letter?
Oh, that'd be fun other than a holiday gift to do that.
Yes.
Everybody has to write something nice to another, to each member.
Yeah, because we do we typically do a Secret Santa.
Yeah, but instead of that, I think you should do the love notes.
Love notes. Oh, that would be fun for Valentine's Day.
That'd be better.
Love
that idea.
Well, and then I know another thing that we talked about once before for rejection is to write it down, write like all your feelings down, and then go burn it.
Yes. Yes. We did that at one of the retreats too, and that was really like we took a mistake we had made in our business and wrote that down and then burned it.
Oh, I haven't burned anything in so long.
No, you haven't.
This fall, I know, sorry, I'm getting all excited over here. We have like three different burn piles out here. We need to have a big burn pile, and you guys come over and we'll do s'mores.
That's a great idea.
Just turn it into like throw it in the fire and move on with your life with something sweet.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
That's what we need to do. Move on with your life, because whatever Joe Blow says on your Facebook account or Instagram or in this group or whatever, does it affect your life?
Right.
No.
Right. You are doing something beautiful. You're creating art for the love of it and showing it to the world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not everyone's going to like it.
No.
Yeah.
So it all comes back to mindset.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, guys. Well, let us know what you do for rejection, how you handle it, and because we might need some good ideas ourselves. We're trying to take this advice, but you may have something even better for us. Until next time.
Thanks for listening to Artists Soar,
a podcast for artists by artists. And if you have any questions, feel free to email us at hello@artistssoar.com.
And be sure to leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts so that you can get more of us and we can bring in some sponsors to help you and help us.